I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Those BART updates can get a little muffled. So some passengers were relieved to find out that now the digital BART readouts next to the tracks will include warnings of train cancellations.
The timings have been confusing. They change from time to time.
I'd like to kind of know how to navigate through the day. Based on what train is coming, what train's not coming.
Another update now in place, the signs will give passengers a heads up as to whether the train will be a legacy train or one of the new Fleet of the Future models. Important information for those in wheelchairs because the accessible entrance on the new trains is in a different spot. All this extra info, a welcome change for many, but for some longtime riders, well, they could take it or leave it.
You know, we're always going to have delays, we're always going to have confusion with the people that aren't from here, that's going to affect them, not really me, because I understand what's going on.
And there's more in the works. The next digital sign update for BART will be a notice warning of train delays. At the Embarcadero BART station, Keith Menconi, KCBS.